My name is Chloe Chun, and I'm a resident of Waldo. And I seem to be hearing a preponderance of argument against the dumping site more so than the dredging. And I'd just like to speak to that, if I could. There seems to be an either-or choice. Either dump it in the ocean or dump it upland, truck it upland and dump it somewhere else. And I'm just wondering if there's a different thing we could do maybe that would just be useful. It's a lot of soil, it's a lot of dirt, it's a lot of silt, and there are islands and coastlines all over the Atlantic crying out for sediment deposition. Or we could even, all those empty ships leaving Sears Port Harbor that only import, don't export, they could take it to New Orleans. I mean, it just seems like there are places it's not needed.
That's a great comment. Kathy, do you want to talk about the alternative analysis under NEPA and how we...
We did look at an array of disposal alternatives.
Closer.
We did look at an array of disposal alternatives in the NEPA process, and we did look at beneficial use. Usually if we have sandier type material, we will definitely try and find a beach or nearshore area where we can use the material beneficially. We also have to take into account the cost of different proposals. So it's cost and beneficial use. So we did look at that. This material is mostly silty material, clay material, which makes it harder to find a good use for it. But if we have a local use that was cost effective, I think we would definitely be open to that.
I mean, I'd also add, and that's a really prime, it's a good question, and it's a large role that the Corps sort of takes on now is every project we look at the potential for beneficial use. And I know in Down East Maine in Jonesport, I believe, working with local community, we created a mud flat. They had not as much mud flat as they would like and a lot more rock. And that was an area that 20 years ago, a mud flat was created out of some dredged material that came out of Pig Island Gut. And that's a very, very productive area right now in terms of clamming and worming. And so that's the kind of thing that we can spark the seed for, but I think a lot of it has to come from local and from a state level in terms of preferences and uses. But I think there are a lot of creative minds here, and so it definitely, you guys should be thinking on those lines.
Thank you. Next comment?